When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Christy showing off a stupid world record and Shatner goes to space. We'll have all that coming up right after this.
And now an important message from your friends at Frigamall Orthopedic Laboratories.
Hi, Brenda. Ready to go jogging?
Sorry, Christy. I can't. Didn't you notice I'm limping?
What happened? Did you blow a knee out?
Well, my knees do hurt.
What do you mean?
Well, we were on our way home last night and Bob started feeling romantic, so we pulled down a gravel road. And today, my knees are really killing me.
Girlfriend, I've got just the thing for you. They're called Attagirl Knee Pads.
With their soft, cushiony padding, you can say goodbye to sore and scraped knees. Attagirl Knee Pads fit right in your purse, so you can take them anywhere. Perfect for a Friday night date or that important job interview.
Hey, Brenda, how'd it go last night?
Well, my knees feel great. But, do the Attagirl people make lozenges?
You whore.
Attagirl Knee Pads. Order today and you'll receive a free head helmet. You'll love wearing this stylish tabletop helmet with its flat, level surface, big enough to hold his beer, remote control, and a magazine.
Attagirl Knee Pads.
Protective goggles sold separately.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we return to the sports page with Chick McGee.
A pair of Michael Jordan's used underwear has sold for nearly $3,000 at auction. Leland's Auction said the gray and black boxers with a dry cleaning tag.
Dry clean your underwear?
Still attached. Shows definite use, is the quote.
And I'm with Christy on this. Who dry cleans their underwear?
I don't know.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oprah.
Extra
sure.
Starch. What? Makes no sense to me.
No. Don't you want that bleached?
Oprah says if you're going to splurge on anything, sheets and towels, you know, linens and underwear, the stuff that touches your body.
And pies.
And pies.
Sheets, towels,
and
pies.
And fried chicken.
Okay, makes sense. Underwear check. Ace, of course, famous for his holy underwear.
Oh, yeah.
It farted a hole in them. Farted a hole in these or not.
You got the boxers today? What do we got over there?
I wear briefs.
Briefs, of course. Mm-hmm. What color are they?
Gray.
Gray, okay. Chick McGee.
What color are they supposed to be?
Boxer briefs.
Mm-hmm. Color?
Army green.
There we go. Josh?
I'm wearing boxers, and the color is...
Oh, plaid?
Kind of a plaid blue.
Yeah, nice. Oh, I like the boxers.
Kind of a fall look?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Christy, I'll leave you out of this. It would be
good thing.
What are you talking? It's the only one we want to hear about.
Oh,
no one cares.
Doesn't sound like she has any underwear on.
I don't.
You don't? Commando today?
Commando, Christy.
Well, I'm wearing a skirt, so I don't really need to.
I thought when you walked outside, I heard sort of a jug band size.
Oh, come on.
Skirt, skirt, skirt.
Emin Otter jug band Christmas?
I love Emin Otter.
Has it already built in?
Yeah, guys, grow up, okay? She's a skirter, all right? It's no big deal.
Oh,
that just got worse.
Wearing a skirt.
That just got worse.
Just relay it cool.
What have you got on?
I got some boxer briefs. I think they're dark blue, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd wear anything but boxer briefs. Mm-hmm. I love them so much.
I wear the briefs, always in black.
Briefs.
I swear that's not what you used to wear.
No, you're the one that turned us on to the boxer briefs.
Change my tune.
Black boxer briefs, yep. What you always wore.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well.
What do you wear?
Boxers.
Really? Oh, okay, yeah.
Kind of a plaid, too, also.
Oh, like the boxer club. A fall look?
Yeah. It's all falling down.
Christy, what's the difference between a skort and culottes?
Well, first of all, no one uses the term culottes anymore.
That and clam diggers. I used to love that one.
Yes. A culotte would be a short, but it's longer. skort.
Skort
is a skirt. See, it looks like a skirt.
Yeah, it just looks like a skirt.
It has shorts underneath.
Okay.
Oh, those are attached?
Oh, okay. So is there...
Sorry, I'm going to have to take a short break.
Yeah, that's...
those are very, very...
Is there something that...
So it's kind of like a boy short underneath a skirt, half but skirt. They're all connected.
So you don't have to wear underwear with them?
No, you don't.
Okay, I had no idea.
Is there a half skirt, half pants? Like a scant?
Yeah, is there a scant? So you can be scantily.
Is anyone trying to build the same joke?
Is there skirts?
I am, yes, yeah.
Is there a culotte in a pants?
Is there something in the front of a...
a scrunt.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh, you went with the adding the R. Okay.
Yeah, you go. You got
oh,
it.
You, yeah, you said
it. Well, wait a minute. There's no R.
Oh, my. Yeah.
No, Josh.
Yes, sir.
That kind of word, skort,
yes.
Is like motel. And what do we call that?
A portmanteau.
A portmanteau.
Yeah.
Good. That's a great word.
It is, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound anything like what it is.
Is right. That French? It sounds like French.
It is. It
shows up in crossword puzzles.
Franco English.
Portmanteau.
No kidding.
It sounds like a place you would visit in Italy.
Yeah, like a cruise ship destination.
Yes, I'm going to stop at portmanteau.
Now, porte-cochère is not a portmanteau.
That's like a garage that's you like drive
a,
through.
That's like a canopy thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, over like you pull no, under a hotel.
You're at a hotel, that's porte-cochère.
Where they get the word timeshare from.
The porte-cochère.
Porte-cochère.
False. Right, yeah. Thank you. let's see. Where were we? Underwear. I don't like those portmanteaus. A lot of them. Like,
you don't?
Oh, like infotainment?
Oh, God. I hate that one.
Biopic.
Guesstimate.
Yeah,
I always thought it was biopic. That makes more sense to me than biopic.
No, biopic would mean you've got two eyes.
Yeah.
Bioptic.
Biopic means biography.
Well, biopic sounds like a hillbilly word jammed together. Well, it's a biography and then it's a picture.
I was watching that biopic about that Muhammad Ali.
Ali. Up the alley.
How much did that underwear go for again? Or they haven't sold
this
it
is
yet.
Michael Jordan's underwear? Yeah.
No, it sold for nearly $3,000. According to reports, the underwear went up for sale with a starting bid of $500. And after 19 bids, the pair sold for $2,784.
I don't know why they're
baning around their house right now.
Yeah, I can be like Mike.
The auction house got
so he's wearing it on his face, of course.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Baning it up with the underwear. Jordan's friend and bodyguard, John Michael Wozniak, who also gave the company other items worn by Michael Jordan.
How nice of him.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
I'm guessing he's his ex-friend. I gave him suits, coats, dress shirts, and ties.
Jeez.
To also sell.
So there you go. These stories, I don't know. I shouldn't be angry about all this stuff.
Would you buy something from someone?
No, I just don't get it.
I don't either.
I have Mark Rippon's jockstrap in the house. I don't know where it is, but I've got it. And it was given to me. I wouldn't know. I don't think I would have purchased it.
Yeah.
Did you wash it when you got it?
Not right away.
Okay.
I pranced around.
He drank some Diet Pepsi out of it first.
That's right.
Ah, the smell of victory.
That's right. Made some sun tea, and then I...
Oh, about that.
I gave it a proper wash. Proper. After I wrung it out.
Yeah, I mean, is this...
Laying on my back.
Yep.
Is that what you want?
Well, I don't know. I don't get it, but whatever. What do you have over there at the sports desk?
That's a great question.
Stupid world record.
Canadian strongman Kevin Fast.
That's funny.
FAST, that's right, has broken the Guinness World Record for the heaviest vehicle pulled.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
What could it be, you think?
I hope it's not a train. The 58-year-old strongman pulled a Metropolitan Transportation Authority bus weighing over 33,000 pounds. A total of 16 feet to earn the title. Mr. Fast pulled the 40-foot-long, all-electric MTA New York City Transit bus along Manhattan's West 67th Street by sitting on the pavement and pulling the bus towards him.
Oh. Man, oh, man.
Whoa.
Okay. I'm looking at a picture of this. Yep, that's a... That's a bus sitting there pulling it with a rope.
And you would think that his bowels would have had to have loosened.
Serious.
Gee, what?
So all that grunting and straining. And
a prolapse.
An episiotomy, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I just crapped out my lungs.
Yeah. But I got the record. I'm Kevin Fast. Hey,
is this bus going to the hospital?
It is now.
We'll be right back. Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Nice. Congratulations. Could you grab it?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Mike Swindell, the My Pillow guy from My Pillow.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, listen, how about a little pillow talk? Okay. You know, we get so many emails and cards and letters from a happy customer. I thought I'd share some with you. We also have Giza sheets that go great with My Pillow. You could combine my sheets plus My Pillow all from My Pillow. Okay, dear Mike Swindell, what did My Little Pony say when he met My Pillow?
What?
P.S. I love My Pillow. Sincerely, Katie from Fresno. What did my little pony say when he met My Pillow? So I wrote back. It's a pony. It doesn't speak pillow. Here's another one. Dear Mike Swindell, I was able to write this first thing thanks to another good night's sleep with My Pillow. So why stop there? Why just My Pillow? Why not an entire food line like My Pickles, My Pizza? Matter of fact, Mike, you could mix the two. Just include some dill seed inside the crust, mix it with the pizza, and when the crust rises, you'll have My Dildo. My Dildo. My, this is my Swindell. I love My Dildo.
Okay, so that's all pizza right. Crust with a little dill in it.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Fascinating. A pickle pizza. Thanks, Mike. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I'd like a pickle pizza. Pickle on a pizza?
I would not.
No.
What about like a cheeseburger pizza? They got burger, they got a little cheese, American cheese on there.
I think one of the places calls that a papadilla or something.
Would you do that with the pickle on there? Would that be a good combo?
I'm going to tell you that. It's pretty good.
That's an excellent
really?
Question.
I've had it. It's like cheeseburger and dough and cheese and dough. And
when I lived in Korea, pizza came with a side of pickles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what I've had? I've had a Cuban-inspired pizza with two kinds of pork on there, the Swiss cheese, little pickles. Delicious, my friend.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
A little Cubano.
Mmm, I love a Cuban.
Mmm.
Mmm, tasty.
They are.
Okay, I like that Cuban breakfast.
What's the matter, Christy?
Rice.
Oh, nothing.
Rice.
Who's your favorite
beans.
Cuban? Castro still? Are you number one after all these years?
No.
Somewhat of an unsung hero, is he?
Desi Arnaz, right? Maybe.
Oh, that may be it.
I am Cuban Pete.
Oh.
That was a little Arnold Schwarzenegger in there, too, for that ass.
Yeah. We'll dig up a little Cuban Pete for you in a second. We've got.
I think Tom may be embarrassed by this, but he made the mistake of telling us that, yes, this morning
he was
driving to work, and he said, what's the actual wording of what you did, Tom?
Oh, I cranked it up.
This song.
Yeah. This song.
Find my baby, gonna hold
what?
Her tight, gonna grab some afternoon.
This song is so funny because it's this sort of sweet
right.
Yacht rock song, but it's about daytime humping. And there's actually some really nice guitar playing in there.
Sure.
And do you remember they had their own TV show?
Sure. Letterman was a part of it.
Thinking of you's working up my head.
Was this the Star Flyers and the Gay Whistlers or something?
Yeah, you're close.
Was Starland Vocal Band. Yeah. Taffy Dano. Bill and
God,
Taffy Dano.
I don't remember that.
Taffy Dano.
Show?
You hear a name like...
Here's the best part coming up. Oh, that little... that really nice little guitar thing. And I don't know what. Sometimes you're... Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here at all.
Once again, Mr. Shatner apparently going to outer space at the age
of 90. Possibly in October, yes.
Wow.
All right.
Go, Bill.
Is he going alone?
No, he's going to ride in one of those Bezos.
It's a four-seater, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With other people, yeah.
Oh.
The other one was a four-seater. I don't know if Bezos is a four-seater, is it?
Oh, I thought it was.
They should get Picard.
Ryan.
Patrick Stewart, oh, Mark Hamill.
Get all these wouldn't that be
and
great?
Sigourney Weaver. Get them all up there.
Here's your movie. You start doing this, but there's an underground, you know, like they have underground supper clubs.
Oh, sure.
Now you have underground underground rocket launches.
Right.
Only you nominate people to put in the rocket and shoot them into space, but they don't ever come back.
I like it. Kind of a star chamber type thing.
Exactly.
And it's were they sent out because Earth's about to be destroyed and they're going to have to repopulate on a different planet?
No, it could be because you're mad at someone you used to be in a legal entanglement with or whatever.
I like
people
this. Right.
On the rocket. Patty, you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Put them on the rocket and shoot them up in space and the rocket explodes.
Isn't Mr. Shatner, are they still making that series where he's out there with...
I don't think so. With Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, the comedian. Oh, it's Jeff
Dye. That NBC...
Jeff Dye.
Really tried to force down our throats for, what, 5-6 years?
Jeff, very funny.
You're going to like this guy.
I love him.
We get it. He's handsome.
He is handsome.
I like Jeff. He's very
nice. He's a rascal.
Very nice when he was in.
But, I mean, that'd be cool. Terry Bradshaw going to space? He'd be great.
Yeah, he'd be funny.
So I wonder if this is going to be a celebrity version of this. We'll find out. I'm certainly looking forward to it. Now,
6 people it'll hold.
Okay.
Blue Origin.
See, we could get Terry on there.
Would you guys rather go to space with 5 other people that you know or 5 strangers?
I'd rather stay here on the ground than observe.
Oh, okay.
Great question, Jess. I think that's a terrific question.
I think if I had to, I would go with strangers.
Oh, I'm going with people I know.
Yeah.
Give me one person I know and then 4 strangers.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Familiarity breeds contempt. Can you imagine us on a rocket?
Well, I didn't say I would pick you people.
You know, the show.
Are we going 15 minutes or are we going the 4-day version?
The 4-day thing, like I said.
What's the record?
I bet they get bored.
Yeah, they must.
They do too.
They must.
Yeah.
Because I remember they were saying last week that they have to fix Elon Musk, so they have to fix the toilets, and they were complaining about the Wi-Fi, and Chick pointed out, are the satellites right there?
They just run a wire out to it? Why can't they?
Space in Vegas. 4 days is too much.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Two nights in Vegas is baloney.
And also having family stay with you. I'll say that as well.
Because the Elon Musk thing, they were like 150 miles off Earth, right?
Yeah.
But this thing just goes up quickly and you're
come
only
back
in space.
Down. 15 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. I still wouldn't want to do it.
Okay.
Especially for $28 million. Remember that's what one guy paid to do that?
I'm almost sure I would begin vomiting.
Exactly. It would be 6 hours of me puking.
I hit weightlessness, I would be vomiting.
Right.
$28 million bucks.
You don't realize those G-forces are something.
Dude, just do that Epcot ride or Mission Space or whatever. Right. I threw up during that.
I used to ride the roller coasters and spin around and rode that. I can't no more.
Get in a Tesla and have somebody go from 0 to 60. You will not believe.
It's ridiculous how fast those
how go. Fast they go so and, quickly.
And just go over a speed bump, going 25. You'll feel that thing, man. Are you kidding me?
By the way, I heard
catching some air.
I have a technical issue to ask about. There's a street right near where we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're listening to is a Tom Griswold.
No, let me finish my point here. I'm very familiar with speed bumps.
Yes.
Now, on this street, anyone know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I do.
There are, how many days a week do you just forget put them about in. Them?
Just there take are, the other streets.
There are No, I'm not complaining about them. People were going too fast in the road. It's a residential street. I'm totally in favor of these.
There was one whiny person.
But they're called...
I saw that guy out
they're called
watching.
Speed humps.
Right?
Right.
Now,
my
I think we all know that a speed hump is what Josh experienced in the backseat of a Buick as a senior in high school at the prom.
Even then, I was on Paxil.
Speedy about it.
And I didn't get laid at prom, I'll have you know. Oh, wait a minute. That still doesn't sound good for me.
A speed hump.
I still seem like a loser.
Am I right? They're called speed humps.
Yes, that's a speed hump, yeah.
Yeah.
One of them is huge, by the way.
When did they change it?
The humps are longer.
Well, the humps are wider.
It's a bigger one.
The humps are smaller.
The humps are longer. I apologize.
Do you forget them every time you go up through there?
I go to the next street to the west.
Do you?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Just take a left at the hill.
Okay. Yeah.
The next street to the west. I know that's technically what it is, but that's a funny way to say.
Street to the west, my friend.
Yeah. What are you, Louis Lamar?
Yes. Yeah. Tom always acts like he's lost in the prairie whenever he's giving you direction. Now, what you want to do is go north. You mean turn right? Well, yeah.
Look at the star.
I often choose a longer route to get places.
I have no doubt.
A lot of this is I have no direction. I have no awareness of what direction I'm facing.
You have the carbon footprint of Godzilla.
I got no idea what.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.